George, thank you very much for reading that. Do keep your Bibles open as we look together at this part of the Bible together this morning. If you were here this time a month ago at our last Together at 10 service, we were looking also at Gideon then and how he called, how God called Gideon to save his people from their enemies. We saw as God called Gideon how KP God was. I don't know if you remember how KP God was. Does anyone remember what the words KP stood for when we were looking at how KP God was? There's a clue here. I've got a bag of peanuts for anyone who can remember. It's not really much of a clue. What do the words KP stand for? Yes, Ross. Kind and patient. That's right. Come up and get your bag of KP peanuts. There you go, Ross. Nearly. God. Can we swap microphones? You can't hear me. Yeah, here we go. Is that better? No wonder you weren't putting your hands up before. You couldn't ask hear what the question was. God was very kind and patient when he called Gideon to save the people from their enemies. But since then, since we were here a month ago, Gideon has won a great victory. God helped Gideon win a great victory over his enemies. And the people are so glad to be rescued that they want to make this man, Gideon, their king. Do you see? That's how the reading started. Have a look back in your Bibles. It's on page 251 if you've lost the page. Verse 22. The Israelites said to Gideon, "Rule over us, you, your son, and your grandson, because you have saved us from the hand of Midian." Midian is the name of the enemy of God's people. And there's a picture up on the screen of the people asking Gideon to be their king. Well, here's a picture of our queen, Queen Elizabeth II. And before our queen was queen, her father was king. There he is, George VI. And if you're very clever, you can see our queen standing next to him with a little crown on her head when she was a princess. But before George VI was king, this man was king. Now, does anyone know the name of this king? And I've got to say, there is a bag of KP peanuts in it for you if you know the name of this king. Ross, you've already got a bag of peanuts. Yes, B. Edward. No, it's not Edward. The question is still live. It's still open. Yes, at the back. George V is the right answer, Jess. Come and get a packet of KP peanuts. Well done. Not everyone knew that was George V. Well, not everyone likes peanuts, maybe. That's how kings and queens work. It goes down the family line. And that's how the people wanted it to work with Gideon. If you look back at that verse, verse 22, the Israelites said to Gideon, "Rule over us, you, your son, and your grandson, because you have saved us from the hand of Midian." But actually, you know, that wasn't true. Gideon wasn't the one who had saved the people from Midian. God was the one who had saved the people from Midian. And Gideon knew that. Have a look what he says in verse 23, the next verse. "But Gideon told them, 'I will not rule over you, nor will my son rule over you. The Lord will rule over you.'" If you want the person who saved you to rule over you, Gideon's saying, then you don't want me, you want the Lord as your ruler. And because he can see that the Israelites are finding it hard to remember that it was the Lord who saved them and not him, he has an idea that he thinks will help them remember that. Have a look at his idea. It's in verse 24. And he said to them, "I do have one request. that each of you give me an earring from your share of the plunder. It was the custom of the Ishmaelites to wear gold earrings. Now, the Ishmaelites were the allies of the Midianites, and they fought against Israel with them. Does anyone know what that word plunder is? What is plunder? Now, I've got to say, there is a packet of peanuts in this, if you knew. Yes, plunder is what? Brilliant. That's a very, very comprehensive answer to the question, what is plunder, using the word stuff a lot. Great. Come up and get a bag of peanuts. That's a very well-deserved bag of peanuts. Fantastic. And there's a picture of them putting their, with their gold earrings. Do you see that's how it's described in verse 25? We'll be glad to give them. So they spread out a garment and each of them threw a ring from his plunder onto it. Verse 26, the weight of the gold rings he asked for came to 1,700 shekels. That's 20 kilograms of gold, not counting the ornaments, the pendants, the purple garments worn by the kings of Midian, or the chains that were on there. They had so much gold in that pile because even the camels were wearing gold jewelry. Here's a picture of a very heavily decorated camel. Imagine if all of those chains on that camel were made of gold. That's why it was such a big pile of gold. What is Gideon planning on doing with this gold? What's his idea that's going to help God's people remember that it was the Lord who saved them, not Gideon? Well, have a look, because we find out in verse 27. Gideon made the gold into an ephod, which he placed in Ophrah, his town. Now, for those who don't know what an ephod is, it's not an electronic fod. It is... That's actually quite good. Here's a picture of an ephod. And you can see, I hope, from that picture, an ephod is something that the high priest in the Old Testament wore. The ephod is the square gold bit that he's wearing on his chest with jewels on it. But I haven't just got a picture of an ephod this morning. I've got an actual ephod that Emily has spent all week making for us so we understand what an ephod is. And I'm looking for a volunteer who might be willing to come up and put on the ephod so we can see what it looks like. Here we go. Have we got no one on this side that keen on getting into... Owen, go on. Go. Good man, Owen. Good man. Here we go. Have you worn one of these before?
I have not.
No, fair enough. Okay, that just slip that over your head and around the hood at the back. There we go. Now, I didn't mention there was also... probably should have mentioned this, a high priest's turban. Got to get the... There we go. Now, if we can just get the high priest back on the screen. Wow! I mean, look at that. If you put your hands more like that, like... Yeah. Fantastic. Obviously got completely the right person. Completely the right person to model the ephod and... turban. Can you just stay like that for a moment? He's staying like that. So there we go. That is Gideon's idea for helping the people remember that they wanted God as their ruler, not Gideon. An ephod for the high priest to wear. But an ephod only works as an idea pointing you to God if you do the right thing with it, if you give it to the high priest to wear. But that is not what Gideon did with the ephod that he made. Have a look back at verse 27. Gideon made the gold into an ephod, which he placed in Ophrah, his town. All Israel prostituted themselves by worshipping there, and it became a snare to Gideon and his family. See, Gideon didn't give it to the high priest to wear. He didn't do the right thing with the ephod. Instead, he took it to his hometown, and all the people came and worshipped God there. And you can see them doing that on the screen. So we better, Owen, we better take this ephod off you, because that's not what Gideon did. It's what he should have done. Thank you very much. Just grab yourself a pack of the peanuts just there. And what he did was maybe something a bit like this. Instead of worshipping God, the people came and they worshipped the ephod. Gideon's idea to help them remember God completely backfired. Why? Because he did the wrong thing with a good thing. An ephod is a really good thing if you use it properly. If you give it to the high priest to wear, it can point people to God. But because Gideon did the wrong thing with a good thing, it became a God thing in the lives of the people. The people worshipped the ephod instead of worshipping the one true God. And you know what? Gideon is not the only person who has ever made this mistake. Whenever anybody does the wrong thing with a good thing, it becomes a God thing. It becomes something that we worship instead of God. It takes the place of God in our lives. And that's something all of us can do. That's a mistake, something that all of us have made. Now, let's be really clear. No one makes this mistake today with an ephod. But we do make it with other things. And to see some of the things that we can make this same mistake with, we're going to play a game. Now, this game is a game called Good or God. And David and the band are going to come up, because not only have we got a title on the screen for our game, but David has been working very hard this week to come up with a jingle for the game, Good or God. And he's going to teach us how the jingle goes for the game, Good or God.
Great, I love my job. You're going to love this. We'll sing it to you, and then you can sing it with us.
Good or God? Good or God?
Yeah? Do you want to just do it together?
There we go. So we're going to play a game of Good or God. Should we join in together with a jingle?
Okay, here we go.
Good or God? Good or God?
Okay, the first thing that you can make this mistake with, the same mistake that Gideon made, do the wrong thing with a good thing so that it becomes a God thing. The thing is money. Okay, do I have a first volunteer to come up and play Good or God? Who would like to? Ethan, you come on up, come on up. That's fantastic. Come and stand here. Thank you very much. Have you played Good or God before? No. Now, Ethan, I need to explain to you about money. Money is a good thing, but it can become a God thing. That is, it can become something that can take God's place in our lives if we make this mistake with it, okay? And you weren't down at the White Horse Pub on Tuesday night. It was after your bedtime. But that was the topic for our table talk last week. Here's the question, okay? Here's your question. You've got to think carefully about this. We all need money. If you know that, and so you get a job and you work hard and you get paid and you use that money to buy things and to save and to give your money away, is money a good thing or a God thing if you use it like that? Now, you've got, wait, you've got time to think, because whilst you think, we're going to sing the jingle again.
Good or God?
Okay, what's your answer? Is it, if you use money like that, is it a good thing or a God thing?
Good thing.
It is a good thing. That, let's see, is that the right answer? Yeah, he's got the right answer. Well done. Ethan, okay. No, you're not down yet. There's another question, okay? So, if we need money and we use money to buy things we need, to save and to give, then it's a good thing. Next question. What about, Ethan, if all you ever do is work to get money and you always feel you need more money and you think that money can solve all the problems that you have? If money's like that in your life, is money a good thing or a God thing? Wait, before you answer. We're going to sing the jingle again. Give you time to think. What's your answer?
God.
Let's see, is he right? It's right. Money is a God thing if that becomes the center of your life. Ethan, well done. Go and sit down, but not before you've grabbed yourself a packet of KP peanuts. Okay. Let's do another thing. We can make this mistake with more than just money. Let's see the second thing that we can make this mistake with is family. Ooh, controversial. Controversial. Do I have a volunteer who'd like to play good or God? The mistake that we make this. Yeah, come on, up the front. Fantastic. Okay, now then. Have you played good or God before?
No.
No, okay, don't worry. No one ever has. That's not a problem. Okay, so the thing is family, okay? If you take a good thing and you do the wrong thing with the good thing, it becomes a God thing. Family is a good thing. It's good. Here's the question, okay? It's good to love them and to want to be with them. If you want to spend time with your family because you love them and you want to be with them, then is your family a good thing or a God thing if it's like that in your life? Before you answer, okay? We're going to sing the jingle again. Okay, I need an answer. Is it a good thing or a God thing?
A good thing.
It is a... Well, let's see. It is a good thing. It is a good thing. Well done, Gabe. That's fantastic. That's the first question. Okay, there's another family question, okay? I can see you looking at those peanuts, but you haven't got the second one right yet. Here we go. So, we're thinking about families, remember? What about if you only want to be with your family all the time? Your family always comes first. Your friends, no. Your church family, no. Family is everything. If that's family in your life, is family a good thing or a God thing? Before you answer, we're going to sing the jingle. I need an answer.
Is it a God thing?
Let's have a look. Is it a God thing? Yes, that's right. Well done, Gabe. You got the answer absolutely right. That if you make that mistake and family becomes everything, the biggest thing, then you've taken a good thing and you've made it into a God thing. Why don't you grab a packet of peanuts and go and sit down? Well done. And I think that's the last time we're going to sing
great,
the jingle.
Great.
So I think the band would like to sit down as well. I'm sure they would. Well, we've thought about money and we've thought about family. We haven't got any more time to play good old God. But you know, we can make this same mistake with any of the good things that God gives to us to enjoy. And when we do that in real life, it's not a game. It's deadly serious. We can make this same mistake that Gideon made with sports. We can make this mistake with our friends. If you're under 40, you can make this mistake with your future, the plans that you have for your life. If you're a little bit older than that, over 40, you can do this with your past, how things used to be. They're all good things, all of them. But we can make the same mistake that Gideon made with his ephod. That if we take a good thing and we do the wrong thing with it in our lives, it becomes a God thing and it takes the place of God in our lives. And you know, the really, really sad thing is that Gideon never did anything to sort this mistake out. If you have a look at verse 27 again. Gideon made the gold into an ephod, which he placed in Ophrah, his town. All Israel prostituted themselves by worshipping it there, and it became a snare to Gideon and his family. A snare is a trap. And Gideon and his family and all the people of Israel are now caught in a trap. And in fact, after Gideon died, things got even worse. Have a look down to verse 33. No sooner had Gideon died than the Israelites again prostituted themselves to the Baals. Those are false gods. They set up Baal Berith as their god. God's people totally forgot about God. And they worshipped other gods, even though he was the one who'd rescued them. It is such a sad story from the Bible. But although we all make the same mistake as Gideon, we do the wrong thing with a good thing and make it into a God thing. We don't have to be trapped by that mistake all of our lives in the way that he was. We don't have to totally forget God and push him out of our lives like that. We can, if we choose to, realize we've made that mistake with all sorts of things in our lives and say sorry to him for pushing him out of our lives. We can ask for his help to make God things back into good things in the proper place in our lives. Well, I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to lead us in a prayer so that we don't have to be trapped by the mistakes that we've made. We can ask for God's help and say sorry. Let's pray together now. Father God, with this story of this man Gideon in the Bible, we're so sad to see the way this story ends. But we also recognize that it's so easy for us, each one of us, to make the same mistake Gideon made. To take the good things that you give us and to make them so important in our lives that you get pushed out of our lives. Father God, we're sorry for when we do that. Please would you help us enjoy the good things that you've given us, but always to worship you and not them. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm going to take down the ephod and then I'm going to hand over to David.